Not necessarily his bad habits. You can say he's just like him, a chip off the block, you know.
He's, you say takes after?
Yeah, you can say takes after.
That would work for his...
that could be good, too, though, yeah, for his behavior. It could be good behavior or bad behavior.
Would you use takes after for appearance?
No, it mostly would be looks like around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk about a woman who has looked after three children until they've grown. You say she's...
raised three children.
All right, and to a child who's been misbehaving, you say, you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a...
spanking or a whipping.
Any difference there?
No, well, spanking flat means you're going to hit them with your hand, flat of your hand. A whipping means you may use whatever's available.
Forward, though. Okay. The word grow, you might say, Tom, 2 inches in a year.
Grew.
Okay, he certainly has.
Grown.
You could almost see him.
Grow.
What about a child that's born to an unmarried woman's name for him?
He's an illegitimate child, let's put it nicely, but I suppose you could say he's a bastard, a child.
You ever hear that word used simply in cursing, having nothing to do really with somebody's parental legitimacy or not?
Well, when I heard it, it was always thrown as an insult, you know. During the time that came up, when you used profanity with somebody, you were challenging them to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
So if, whether you knew whether or not the fellow could have a mother and father available, and you'd say, you bastard, that means you're denying the existence of his father actually being his father, you know,
that's
somebody
it.
Else. And he has to defend that, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, man. Say, if I have a brother and he has a son, that son is my
nephew.
Okay, and a child who's lost both its parents, it would be
an orphan.
Do you have a name for the adult who's appointed to look after the orphan?
A guardian.
Okay. How about, say if the house is full of people like your cousins and aunts and uncles, you say the house is full of your...
relatives, or kin people.
Okay. Talk about somebody who looks like you, you might say, well, he may look like me, but actually I'm no...
relation, no kin to it.
Mm-hmm. And somebody who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you say he's a...
stranger.
What about from another country?
An alien or a foreigner.
Did you ever call anybody a foreigner, although he's not from another country?
Yes, I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
This implied that these people looked like it. They looked like they were from another country. Right up the street there were a white couple. The man wore long black coats and a tall hat, you know, rounded hat, and he had a big mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore an apron, a big old long dress all the time, and they used to call them the Russians. Something
like that.
More
of the Amish, I
can't imagine. No, they're not Amish people or Amish people that you were saying. I guess my descriptions were not that clear, but if
right.
You would have seen
odd anyway.
Yeah, it was odd. Okay. I think if the man is dead now, I think his wife is still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll ask you some proper names just for pronunciation. The woman's first name began with the letter M. The mother of Jesus was...
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife was...
Martha.
Okay. What about a girl's name beginning with N?
Nancy or Naomi.
It's really a nickname for Helen. Yeah.
Helen.
No, it's any double L-Y. How would you say that?
Nelly.
Okay.
I thought that was Penelope. No, I didn't.